Oliva, the one count, one and one count, sends a hot shot, and it's gloved behind second by the shortstop, fumbles the ball, and all hands are safe, and a run scores. It was a nice pickup by Campanaris, but then he bobbled the ball and started to do a middle-of-the-air juggling act. Only because Campanaris was playing imperfectly was he able to get to that ball, which was a hard one-hopper right behind second on the outfield grass.
Oliver facing off with Jarrett. The puck comes back to the blue line. Roberts drives the shot. That hit traffic in front. Rebounds to the right. Matusi fires. Oh, Maniago makes a sprawling save. And the fight is on. Reed driving away at Featherstone. Featherstone back at Reed. Lifts and rights. They both go down. They both get up. Featherstone's sweater is half off, and now Goldsworthy is going with Hextall. Goldsworthy comes with a right uppercut. Hextall is down on his back. Goldsworthy waiting right for the jaw, and the other fight goes on. It's Reed, and now everybody's getting into it. Proto's going at it with Gibbs, and Gibbs is pulling his sweater off. Oh, that was a beautiful fight.
We theme in to familiarize our friends coast to coast with our theme song, Smoke Rings. And we bid you welcome to the music room, too. Good to have you with us. You make yourself comfortable now, you hear?
Ah, yes. Extraordinary but everyday things are pictured with extraordinary clarity on WCCO radio. Then there are a few things that conventional television wouldn't even try to picture. Like this tracking of a tornado in 1965.
We interrupt this program for an official Weather Bureau tornado warning for the Twin Cities.
You said you saw another funnel heading that direction?
I see what looks like might be another funnel developing southwest of here, approximately, I'd guess probably a few miles west of where the last one developed. I saw that one actually start.
Are they merging together right now?
Right at the moment, they're quite separated.
Are they coming toward Excelsior?
They seem to be heading, I would say, generally north and perhaps a little bit east. They seem to be staying the same distance west of me that they were before.
We want to keep you talking here. We want to keep you on the phone because at the moment, you're the only man we have who can actually see the possible development of the funnel. We don't want you to endanger yourself in any way, but we want you to continue describing this thing for us so that we can keep our eye on it by our radio, if you know what I mean.
We have another party on the line, too, Dick.
Yes, you hang on, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right.
And you said the first one went right by you?
The first one went right off the edge of Lotus Lake, northwest of Lotus Lake from us. And we heard that one and saw it and took pictures of the houses and the roofs flying.
And this funnel you're watching now is a new one, is that right?
This is a new one. It's a new one. We heard it first, and now we can see it. Moving toward Excelsior, I would say.
Toward Excelsior?
I would guess, yes.
I think it's probably the same funnel, isn't it, sir?
It sounds like exactly the same one, and from my angle, it's more or less going parallel by me, and I can't see any back or forth movement from here.
All right, you two fellas, bear me out now. I have a report from the Twin Cities radar operation that Flying Cloud Airport reports a tornado funnel 15 miles west of town, moving northeast. Now, would that
would
be
it, I'm sure.
It's the same one.
Yes, I'm sure it is.
All right, I think we better just keep you two gentlemen on the line, and thank you immensely, because we'll try to keep this baby in sight. Who knows how many people we might be able to warn out of the way.
Yes, WCCO Radio's coverage of those disastrous tornadoes was credited with saving hundreds of lives, made WCCO Radio the first station to win all these awards in one year. The coveted George Foster Peabody Award, the DuPont Award, and the Sigma Delta Chi Award, each for extraordinary public service.
Roger Erickson here, lakeside at Lake Calhoun, to interview some of the hundreds of thousands of people who are watching WCCO Radio at this moment.
Hey, you're Roger Erickson. I recognize you from the radio.
I notice you have a radio tucked into your trunks, and you have an earphone in your ear.
Right, helps pass the time.
But, sir, ever since I got here, you've been holding that huge barbell over your head. How much does it weigh?
720 pounds. I've been holding it like this since Sunday a week.
Why don't you put it down?
I think I hurt myself. I've been waiting for a husky doctor. doctor to advertise on WCCO radio here.
But doctors don't advertise.
A crane service, then.
Could I call you a crane service?
Not unless they advertise on WCCO radio.
I'm moved by your loyalty. This has been Roger Erickson. It sure staggers the imagination to realize that at this given moment, hundreds of thousands of people, some as loyal as this man, are watching WCCO radio.
Notice how both interviewer and interviewee humbly and fondly refer to pictureless TV by the old-fashioned name of WCCO radio, in spite of its success. Success? Oh, yes, success in numbers. If we compare WCCO radio's pictureless TV and conventional radio stations in the top 25 markets measured by ARB, WCCO radio ranks first in the nation with a 51.3% share of the adult audience. Using another ARB measure, 58.1% of the total adult population of ARB's 74-county Minneapolis-St. Paul market survey area listens to WCCO radio each week. This is the strongest market impact or penetration score for any major market station. And only stations in New York, Chicago, and Detroit have bigger quarter-hour audiences. Yes, WCCO Radio is, without a doubt, one of the great stations of the nation. So how does WCCO Radio's pictureless TV rank locally? If you compare WCCO Radio and other Twin City stations, you'll discover that WCCO Radio enjoys a whopping 52.6% share of the daytime drive-time audience. That's more listeners than all Minneapolis-St. Paul stations combined. More than all 20 of them. But the most remarkable and meaningful comparison of all is still to come. It's WCCO Radio versus the four conventional TV stations of the Twin Cities. Do this, and you find WCCO Radio's pictureless TV is indeed bigger than television. Yes, bigger than TV on 16 separate points of comparison of average quarter-hour audiences. First, on the basis of total day, total week, WCCO Radio delivers more total listeners, more adults, more men, and more women. During daytime, WCCO Radio is bigger than all four television stations combined. Again, among all listeners. Adults, men, and women. Same thing during prime time. Compare WCCO Radio's morning drive figures with those of TV during the glamour evening hours, and it's another clean sweep for the pictureless medium. Just for toppers, WCCO Radio's finest hour, 7 to 8 a.m., attracts greater audiences than any hour on any Twin Cities TV station. You can verify all these startling facts for yourself just by checking your own ARB reports for both radio and TV during 1970. There you can see for yourself that more people watch WCCO radio than television. During the 60s, it's obvious that conventional picture television grew in favor as an advertising medium, and its momentum carried into the 70s. That's where this man, the WCCO advertising representative, comes in. Be he situated with the WCCO radio staff in the Twin Cities, or with CBS radio spot sales throughout our nation, it's his job to carry the message to advertisers and advertising agencies everywhere: more people watch WCCO radio than TV. His job is not to downgrade the big, successful medium of conventional television. Rather, he must attempt, through presentation of the facts, to convince advertisers and agencies that in WCCO land, An important part of your budget belongs on WCCO Radio. From Blue Who to the quiet WCCO advertising representative in the corner, it's all been a matter of communicating. Blue Who's proposition was a simple one. Get your foot off mine! For the man from WCCO Radio, the message is equally simple. An important part of your advertising budget belongs on WCCO Radio. But today's appropriate response is a bit more complicated. If your market is the great market called WCCO Land, you should update your marketing, creative, and media people to the unique advantages of WCCO Radio's pictureless TV in this market. We don't ask you to turn your back on conventional television, but we do suggest that you wisely include a good shot of WCCO Radio in your total program. WCCO Radio. You'll find there's more to advertising than meets the eye.